At www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Say a word until the preacher comes. So Holy Spirit, rest, rule, live, and abide inside of me right now. We thank you for your word. We thank you for those that are present this morning, Father God. Give them a listening ear and a receptive heart. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. These and all blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Let us all say amen. Amen. First, giving all praises to God, to Pastor Mathis, Minister Weston, Minister Bell, and to the officers of this church, and to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ. I do greet you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And if you would turn with me to Psalms 9, Psalms 9. I will start reading at the first verse. Psalm 9, and I will be reading from the NIV. Verse 1, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. 2, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Now, if you would turn with me to Psalms 107, verse 1. Psalms 107, verse 1. Reading from the NIV. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I would like to use as a subject this morning, giving thanks with a grateful heart. Amen. Giving thanks with a grateful heart. Over these past few weeks while on social media, I have noticed several people have posted their feelings, feeling thankful. And a lot of people give a lot of great talk during the Thanksgiving and Christmas season. However, study after study have shown that during this time of year, a lot of us feel lonely, that a lot of us struggle with depression. A lot of us deal with high levels of emptiness during this time of year. And sometimes we try to hide our emptiness with material things. Many folks get up early on Black Friday morning to go to the stores, or they get up early, stay up late, to order online. The cart is already full. They're just waiting to hit the order button at 12:01 to make sure that they get the good deals. Do I have any witnesses in here this morning? Only to find out when you get the deals, what you buy with your credit cards that you have all maxed out, that you may be feeling more empty afterwards than you were before. There is a sense that the Thanksgiving season and the Christmas season brings us to reality. It helps us to come to grips, Brother Jenkins, with our struggles. And in today's passage, we read the words of King David. And King David had some interesting things to say, because he says, "I will give thanks unto the Lord." Now you read this, and it sounds wonderful coming from David. If you know anything about David's life, you know that his life was a complete mess. David's life was a train wreck. A complete mess. So let us look at David's life. At an early age, he was overlooked by his family. You know some of those feelings we have during the holidays. You know the story when the prophet Samuel came and they were going to anoint the king. They went to everybody else but David. After all of the brothers of David had run out, he said to the father, "Is there another son?" "Yes," he said, "I have a little scrawny boy out there." And he says, "Bring him in." In other words, nobody could have imagined that God would have selected David to be king. David's family life, once becoming king, was also a train wreck. His daughter Tamar, who was the only daughter that is mentioned in scripture, Tamar is raped by her half-brother, Amnon. And Amnon was David's oldest son. In fact, the Bible says that David had 19 sons. Now, Absalom, the brother of Tamar, he kills Amnon in revenge for raping his sister. And then Absalom would become resentful toward David for the way he handled the situation that happened to Tamar. So Absalom would one day rise up against his father and try to overthrow his father. I'm in the Bible, y'all. I'm in the Bible. And Absalom was David's third oldest son. And Absalom himself was killed in the heat of battle. All right. 19 sons. His second son, Chileab, apparently died at a young age because the Bible has no record of his adult life. And Adonijah, his fourth son, also tried to overthrow his father. All right. So you see how David had problems in his family? Solomon, David's son, had to kill David's fourth son, Adonijah, because he tried to overthrow his kingship. Talking about a dysfunctional family, David had a dysfunctional family. David's first son by his wife Bathsheba, you remember the story of David and Bathsheba, right? Their first son died as an infant so quickly until they didn't even have time to name him. So when David says, "I will give thanks and say, David, what are you giving thanks for? Two sons to die? Daughter had been raped? Two sons tried to overthrow your kingdom? What do you have to give thanks for? You see, in our text, church, David provides a powerful example for us. By passionately praising the Lord at a very difficult time in his life. His enemies were in furious pursuit of him, so much so that he felt that he stood by at the very door of death. Yet, in the midst of life-threatening danger, David focused his mind on God. When he meditated on the Lord rather than his problems, his heavy heart overflowed with praise. And so doing, he teaches us an important lesson. In our most perilous trials, we should take our eyes off of our problem and fix them on the Lord. David helps us to understand that life can be full of pain. Life can be full of trials. But in the midst of it all, God has still been good. David says, listen again to what David says. I will give thanks. You know, beginning at this time of year, I pray for everyone that is going through what I call first. Because I will never forget going through my first. Thursday was somebody's first Thanksgiving without a loved one sitting at the table. Thursday was somebody's first Thanksgiving without a job. Thursday was somebody's first Thanksgiving being divorced. Thursday was somebody's first Thanksgiving coming to grips with a life-threatening illness. And so every year I pray for those dealing with firsts. And if you know of any family members and any friends that are dealing with what I call firsts, make sure you give them a call and check up on them because it's a very difficult time in their life. But here David, in spite of his life being all messed up, he tells us in Psalms 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Because he is good. You see, church, sometimes we only think that God is good only when he prevents things. We think that God is only good when he stops stuff from happening to us. But I want to remind you, church, that God is good all of the time. God is good all of the time. In this life, we will have pain. In this life, we will have trials. In this life, we will have struggles. But I'm thankful that God's presence is with us, even in the midst of the struggles. I'm not going to be long, church. But I want to borrow from the late Reverend Paul Jones. Listen to these words. You've heard them before. He says, I've had some good days. And I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. And he says, but when I look around, thank you, Lord. And I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. In other words, church, although life might not be as well as we want it to be, I would say like David, I will give thanks. You see, church, sometimes the devil will have you look at what you have lost.